Well, Brad, the upgrades to Ubbin, certainly exciting for you and for the women's program as well. You know, there's an element to which you look at this stuff and go, how can what you currently have be inadequate? But I know that's not the way you look at it. What does it do for you?
Well, I think the one thing is you understand that in 1998 when this was built, the impact that it had on the program. And you look at that early run in 2000, and there's a direct correlation to a 2005 national championship. It does impact recruiting. So many things have changed from the technology standpoint. The treatments are completely different now than we used to do, and more sophisticated. Staffs have grown bigger. We've added a tremendous impact on the academic side in terms of APR and the way we monitor academics. And then you look at you know, the nutrition piece here in the last 4 or 5 years has become a very prominent piece. So giving our athletes the best opportunity on a day-to-day basis to achieve their dreams, and then to help our staffs function, and our staff has grown. There are great deals in 20 years. So, you know, being in a space that is allows us to do that is something that that we're excited about, yet it gives our athletes the best opportunity to be the best they can possibly be.
The hiring process for you was pretty quick. Was that a part of the conversation? Did Josh pitch to you that we're going to do something, or was this something that you sort of advocated for once you got here?
Well, I think that you're always evaluating. That wasn't a big part of it. People need to understand, when you're one of the top programs in the country, and Illinois is, you know, I was excited to be their basketball coach, and I knew the commitment that had been made to the State Farm Center and updating that, and that's one of the outstanding facilities, not just in the Big Ten, but in the country. You know, I think when you start to you know, having to make some changes, and Josh is so dialed in with facilities and giving our student athletes the best opportunity to win and be successful. You know, some things were needed to happen, and he's pushed that pedal, that's why Josh is as good AD as there is, and he's got a great pulse on that, and excited to be a part of that.
We're talking with Brad Underwood, head basketball coach for U of I men's basketball.
Before we get off Josh here, are you a little bit astounded to see what he's doing or attempting to do for hockey, for basketball? Football, $79 million. Soccer, track. We've already got great programs in tennis and golf. I mean, the guy just is relentless, isn't he?
Well, I have tremendous appreciation for that. And that's one of the exciting things about, you know, that made my decision very easy. Lauren was, you know, you've got a guy that isn't afraid. And he's not afraid of a challenge. We have unbelievable fans. We have an unbelievable alumni base. We're the second largest living alumni in the United States. We have an extremely proud and one of the best academic institutions in the United States. So it's only fitting that those things should fall in place. And when you play in an elite conference, as we do in the Big Ten, you know, those are things that that help you compete at the highest level. And again, I think that Josh has got a great pulse of that. I think he's got a tremendous understanding of competing at the highest level, and that's exciting to be a part of.
Let's switch to basketball. How do you respond when people say, "Oh boy, that center position looks thin"?
Oh well, you know, I think more people make. I think it's a lot about trying to understand how the game's changing. I think it's about trying to understand how we play, what we're about. You know, my leading rebounders for most of my career have always been my small forwards. We've always been one of the top rebounding teams. It's something I don't worry about a lot because we emphasize and we demand that guys rebound. You know, I'm not as concerned with size as I am length and athleticism and guys that have a skill set. I think the game's very hard to play today. When you put players on the floor who can't make a basket. We've worked very hard at recruiting that. Now, is there value in some size? Absolutely. I really like the guys that that we've got coming in. We've spent a good amount of time recruiting them. We know how they fit our piece. But again, I always look at it the other way. If we had 100, I think it was 156 fewer post-ups against us than anybody else in the Big Ten. And that's because of the way we play defense on the perimeter. Our best post defense is our perimeter defense. So I'll take that. And I didn't think we were very good defensively on the perimeter. It's something that's allowed me to not necessarily have to get consumed with playing size. I look at it the other way. Now they got to go chase us around and figure out how to guard us in different areas. So it's I think it's all in perspective in the way you look at it.
Does that mean – are you trying to do something that – few others are trying to do at this level in the Big Ten or the other power conferences?
Well, I Kansas made it to the Final Four with LeGerald Vick at 6'4 as their power forward. Villanova started three – well, I don't want to say they started because they brought DeVincenzo off the bench. Played three point guards. Their center was 6'8". I think we're seeing it the way the game's changed. Look at Loyola, made it to a Final Four, And I've known Clayton Custer since he was a freshman in high school. He's young. I mean, he's 5'9", 5'10", and Ben Richardson's, 6 foot, 6'1". I think it's the game's about IQ. The game's about passing. It's about being able to score. Golden State's done that at the highest level at the NBA. I don't know who their point guard is, and I don't know who their center is. So I think it's the game's changing. From that sense, in terms of style, the three-point line's becoming – teams are attempting many, many more of them. The percentages continue to rise. So players are getting more comfortable with it. And the shot clock has impacted the game a great deal, going from 35 to 30. That's basically a ball reversal or two that happens less. It's a game that is that's evolving. So we're got an idea what we're trying to do, and we're excited about the guys we've got coming in to do it. And we're always going to be a guard-heavy team. I don't think you can win without guards. And if I had a choice, I'd much rather be without size than point guards.
You know, when you mention teams, you should go back to the 2005 Illinois team. They reached the Final Four.
Absolutely.
And really, their center was the only – I mean, he was, I'd say, 6'9", maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
Correct. And, Darren Luther and Dee could all handle the basketball and create a matchup. And it's about matchups. And the game is very simple if you can create a matchup where you force the other team to have to help and support. And then it becomes spacing and your ability to make shots. That's what excites me about this group is we've got guys who can make others better, and we've got some guys who can make shots.
Brad Underwood here with us on Sports Talk. I'd assume we're playing in Canada tonight. How important is this experience for a guy like him to be on this national team, doing the FIBA competition?
Well, I think any time that you're afforded the luxury of putting on a jersey that has the red, white, and blue and USA on the front of it, that's almost another level type deal. And I told him, this morning. I said, "You guys got to win the gold medal." I said, "I want to see that medal, and I want to get a picture with it." To me, that's there's no experience like that. He's doing that with a group of guys who are the 12 best in this country at his age. That's an unbelievable honor to do that in a different country, in a different place, even though it's just Canada up the road. He's experiencing something that he'll never forget for the rest of his life. And with that comes a confidence and a swagger that will help on this campus and help him with his teammates and help him ultimately grow to be the best he can be. So it's an unbelievable experience all the way around.
I've read that he has revamped his shot. What do you know about it?
Yeah, I think he's got his release point a little higher, and he's worked really hard at that. I think he's worked very hard at trying to clean up some footwork issues that he needed as well. But that'll be a continuing piece the rest of the summer is to make that a muscle memory deal, just tons of reps, and he'll do that. No one works harder than Io in terms of getting in the gym at that'll be exciting because he becomes that lethal three-point shooter. He's going to be impossible to guard.
Real quick, what's your plan in, as June rolls around here? How much time you have with the players? What do you intend to do with that time?
Yeah, and things have changed, Lauren. That's a great question. We've gone from 2 hours in the past. We've had 2 hours of individual work to having six with strength and conditioning. Now they've changed that. We still have an eight-hour total, but now we get 4 hours with them. And so we're going to have 4 hours of work with our guys. We'll have little short mini practices, about an hour apiece. There'll be a little emphasis, very, very heavy emphasis on our fundamentals and our foundation stuff. We've got to clean up some things that are just the simple fundamental things. We'll do a lot of that in June. We're going to do a ton of shooting. And then we're going to do something that we haven't been able to do. We've never been able to really watch pickup, it's not been allowed to do that. So we're going to play a lot of 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 with restrictions. And what I mean by that, we're going to put rules on them that they can and can't do. So we try to develop a little chemistry. So then Fletch will have him, and we know he's the best in terms of doing what he does in the weight room. And so we'll have a nice little change this June, and then we'll still address July. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with July when you start factoring in recruiting Wednesday through Sunday and how we'll break that week up yet. But I'm excited to get a little extra time with these guys. That's going to start on Wednesday.
I know you're thinking recruiting-wise about 2019, 20, and 21, but still 18 with three open scholarships, and a lot of folks want to know, are there going to be any more pieces added to this squad? I know you can't say anything about specifically, but can you speak at all to the likelihood of additions to the roster?
Yeah, and I think that that's always a topic. Whether we use them all, I don't know. I'm not concerned really with that one way or the other, whether we use them all. It's hard to play 13 guys and it's you know, depending on what we do here down the last scholarship or two, fifth year high school, will depend on how many seniors we have. So I always want to be able to have an opportunity to not tie our hands, so to speak, with the next class, with Aaron Jordan being our only senior. So I would like to think that we'll probably leave one open for sure, and we'll continue. Recruiting never stops. It's an everyday process, and there's still so many options out there, and that's the never-ending world of recruiting today.
Post-NBA draft, does that possibly open up some doors too?
Sure. Sure. I think you've got a lot of that. You've got guys that are had to make their decisions where they were coming. You've got guys that are potential. Still trying to figure out if they're graduates, if they're going to be summer graduates, if they want to go back. You know, every summer there seems to be one coaching change that triggers things. So, you know, I think you've still got a lot of opportunities out there, and we got a great staff who's working extremely hard, and we'll keep our ear to the ground on all that.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about the schedule. Is there an element to this year's schedule where you go, great schedule, could we just delay that for one or two more years because you have such a new group?
Lauren's got to love this schedule. I mean, he's got to be the happiest guy in the world. We're playing everybody under the sun.
I know, but it's tough on the when you don't have a veteran team. You'd like to have a veteran team to tackle this schedule. What, 27 really tough games?
Yeah, and I think that you know, there's no doubt we're going to see the best in the country. We recruit under that premise that I've said it since I took the job at my press conference. We're going to play people here, and regardless, you know, you can look at Duke or Arizona or whoever and Maui. I don't know who we play. Duke's going to be young. Arizona's going to have new faces, and it's kind of the culture of the world today. So I'm not concerned about youth. I'm concerned about chemistry, and we do have some talented pieces, and I think we've got guys that want to play against the best, and to be one of the best programs in the country, whether you're young or not, I think you have to have an attitude that you're going to go out and you're going to take on all comers. And we've got a great home schedule. We bring a UNLV team in that'll be talented. We've got Georgetown at home. We've got a great opponent, and one that should be exciting, in Notre Dame in the ACC Challenge. Obviously, Missouri. And our other non-league games are extremely competitive. So, you know, I think it's a great schedule, one I'm excited about. Are there going to be some dings? Probably. Realistic, you don't win them all. But I think it's a great opportunity to help prepare us for the 20 Big Ten games we're going to play.
Yeah, and you're going to play two of those Big Ten games early, and you're going to play one in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I think it's it'll bring a great it'll make the United Center game kind of an exciting piece again, and having a quality opponent in there and our fans there. It's important we play there. We do get two of them in December. I'm still not sure how I feel about that, those games, to be very honest. It is what it is. I like the timing because students are on campus and students are around, and yet it is awful early. And we play a compact schedule with a lot of non-conference games, just coming back from Maui, and then we go to Notre Dame and then two Big Ten games. So, but it is what it is. And I know one thing, we're going to try to put a team together that's ready every single night to go out and compete. And I'm excited to get this group, and led by the Aaron Jordans and the Kiepernickels and the Trent Frasers and this group. And we're going to throw them up and get after them.
Brad, it's a 365 job now. Every day of the year you're working. We appreciate you carving out a bit of time with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, guys.